Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Okay, 51551 is our text number. We have a number of calls already. We're just verifying them as per usual on this decision in the last few minutes that the hide and seek crashes in Dublin. There's four of them. Talca Road, Shaw Street, Milbourne Avenue and Glasnevin on the north side. The four of them are to close by the end of next month, 30 or 33 days from now. On foot of an order by Tusla to remove them from the register. Now, I know the issues. Tusla will have to tell people why they're taking this decision. Hide and Seek has 21 days to appeal, but we are stacked up with calls about creches that are closing in the new year because of new regulations. Tom, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you doing?
What's the name of your creche that your child is in?
Cherry Blossom.
And why is that? Why is that closing down?
From what I know, is really it's to do with the fire regulations, right?
Yeah.
That basically she's been told that they had to register by the 31st of December.
Okay.
And then to do that, she was told it's going to cost a lot of money, really, to do that up, you know. So she checked her costs, and it's just not worth it. Keeping it open,
and where is Cherry Blossom Creche, Tom?
It's Sandyford Hall in Sandyford.
Okay, and what will you do? Being blunt, what will you do with your child?
At the moment, like, we're trying to look around, but basically, Joe, I don't want to put her into one of the bigger creches because we've tried to do that before and it was a bit of a disaster. Like, the child was sick and. Yeah. Basically, the staff turnover on the creches is so, like, basically, one year there was a full turnaround of staff, you know. So
in one single year.
Yeah, while she was there, you know. So it's a bit of a disaster.
And
really,
how long is she in this new creche, Cherry Blossom Creche? How long has she been there?
It was only September, you know.
Oh, so she's only settled in.
Yeah, she actually loved it. Like, you know, it was the first place where she was really happy and everything was going great. And
so is there a date on when Cherry Blossom is closing?
It is going to close like on the 31st of December, you know.
As well. I know it's nothing to do with hide and seek and nothing to do with the reasons in hide and seek. But that's it. And how many children do you know? I don't expect people to know how many children are catered for every day, but approximately.
Yeah. Well, it's small, right? It's about 10, maybe, you know, it's small.
Okay, and what's... You know, well, are there many creches? If it's Sandyford and South Dublin, there's a lot of young couples out there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's all they're doing is building new estates and new housing estates, you know?
Are there many creches when you start looking round?
No, there's only a handful, like, you know, and they're all full. Like, there's another one, Ruda Bula, there, that it's... has a place, right? But my child was born. My child's birthday. She was 3 on the 20th of January. If she was 3 before the 31st of January this year, she would be in the ECC. So she'd get a free space, you know, a free place placing, right? But just because she's 20 days younger, she can't get in there, you know.
The way it falls. Okay, stay there, Tom. Gillian Murphy is in Wexford, 51551. The hide and seek creches have to close almost immediately on foot of an order by Tusla. They can appeal it within 21 days, but they're told to shut them down for them by the end of December, the creches. Gillian Murphy, where are you based, Gillian?
I'm in Wexford, Joe.
And how big is your creche?
Well, we have a 67-place full-day care facility, yeah.
Oh, that's big. And what situation are you in now, Gillian?
We're very stressed, Joe, and very stressed for the last number of weeks. The re-registration process has been an utter fiasco, to be honest, and it's none of it, unfortunately, well, fortunately, is our making, but the Tusla didn't begin the process early enough, and now... there's just, we were getting threatening letters saying that we won't be reopened, we won't be re-registered if we don't do an enormous amount of work. They're bringing the deadline back. They moved the deadline again yesterday back to the 5th of December. Originally, it was the 31st.
So you have to have, what if you have had to be done by the 5th of December, which is next week, next Thursday? What will you... If you don't have what done by next week, you will have to close. So what is the list?
Garda vetting for me within the last 3 years, two references for me, a certificate of registration for the company's registration, proof of identity, a copy of a passport, a certificate of insurance, state of purpose and functions, a safety statement, signed declaration, floor plans for the creche, policy on managing behaviour, complaints policy, policy on administration of medication, policy on infection control, policy on safe sleep, fire certificate, planning permission.
Can that possibly physically be done by next Thursday?
Well, Tusla will argue that they started this process in September, but when you're looking at fire certs and planning permission...
Yeah. Join the list, you know, join the queue.
Yes, and it was the 24th of September when the portal went live. The portal now is not working. It's crashing, it's freezing, it's logging us out, and it is not saving details. It's saying it's saved. It's not fit for purpose. And now we're in the situation, they won't talk to us. They will only take an email, a support email. And we're in a situation now where the insurance companies have said they're not going to cover us from the 2nd of January if we're not re-registered. And Tusla are saying that they're not, that unless we have all this in. Actually, yesterday's letter from Tusla stated that it was the 31st, last Monday was the 12th, and yesterday their letter said that if we don't have everything submitted by the 5th of December, we will, if we have everything submitted by the 5th, we will be informed of the outcome of our application by the business, close of business on the 23rd of December. So in other words, they brought it back another week. If we don't have it in by the 5th, we'll eat our Christmas dinner not knowing if we're going to open our doors on the 2nd of January. And that's the situation I'm in right now.
Not knowing if you're going to open your doors the following week.
Yes.
Yeah, from Christmas Day.
If they don't have their job done. This is nothing. I've done nothing wrong, Joe. I have not done anything wrong.
Like, and all these lists of demands from Tusla, is this after hide and seek?
Yes, it is completely after hide and seek. And the thing that Tusla should have done after both primetime programmes, Joe, is got their inspectors to go to anybody who has major non-compliances and go there once a month and ensure that the children in the care in those services are safe. And that's what needs to be done here, not persecuting the creches who are doing their absolute best.
So what happened? Is this a cover your proverbial behind list?
Yeah, it is. Sure, what else is it? But you know what they did last week as well, Joe, in an attempt to cover, it's a public attempt. But last week they also said in the letter that they wouldn't be assessing our policies and procedures for quality. They would be assessed as a later inspection. Now, that could be 3 years' time for a recently inspected creche. Mm-hmm. They say 18 months, but it's often 3 years by the time they get around to people. So they are now, last week they said they would re-register services with substandard, or what to say, the standard, not to the standard required, their policies and procedures. So it just shows you that they're not actually even really ticking the box. They're just trying to say they're ticking it. Okay, and that's my opinion.
Okay, stay there, Gillian Murphy. By the way, Gillian, have you warned or advised your 67 families?
Well... This might be it. I mean, no, okay. I don't know. I only got this letter at 4:30 yesterday evening.
Okay, say there, Julia. Let me go to Edel Gargan. Edel, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Where's your creche?
My creche is in Sandyford. I have a small little creche with 21 children that I opened 15 years ago on my first child. But unfortunately, I am closing down at the end of December. Wow. The fire cert has been the last straw, really, for me. Like, when I opened, initially I had the HSE out and did everything that was asked of me, but over the years it's been just one demand after the other, and this is just too far. I'm not a purpose-built place. I'm a four-bedroom semi-detached house, and I try to run a creche that's as homely as possible.
Yeah, okay. And the far, the line is so bad. But Edel, okay, the 1st of December is this Sunday. You were definitely closing at the end of December.
I am.
And the reason is because of these new checklists you've been sent by Tuzla.
Yes, I would have to invest a lot of capital to get the creche up to standard. If I do that, I don't know what's coming down the line, and it would mean then that I wouldn't be able to afford to pay my staff any increases. It's just a step too far for me, unfortunately, and I'm just not prepared to do that.
If you can't get a far cert, does that? But in fairness, Edel, does that mean your creche is a fire trap?
No, my creche is a standard semi-detached house.
What do Tuzla want from you?
I would need to extend, my cot room is upstairs, I'd need to move that downstairs. So that would mean building an extension.
Okay.
And then, or else reducing my number so I don't have children under two, and have the fire doors and anything that you would have in a purpose-built place. Basically, I would have to retrofit my place, which is just, it's not possible in a regular.
Sorry, what was the room you said you had upstairs you'd have to move downstairs?
The cot room.
The cot room, where they sleep?
Yes.
The line is, if a fire broke out, God forbid, you couldn't get 10 children out in 2 minutes.
Yeah. I would have 5 in the cot room. I'm only a small place, you know, there's 21 children in total, but it's people like me that's just,
I was one of 5 boys who slept in a bedroom no bigger than some walk-in wardrobes you see today. So they're saying you have 4, if you have 4 children in a cot room upstairs, that's a fire risk.
It is, because it's not, I don't have the fireproof doors and stairs and whatnot that you would have.
Have you told your parents, so to speak, your families?
Unfortunately, yes, I told them there on Tuesday, so they were devastated. I'm devastated myself.
And there's no way around it for you?
Not at the moment, no. I've done everything. Like, it's not just, that's one issue, there's also a huge issue with staff. The staff is not paid. People aren't going into the sector anymore. To find staff, good staff, it's nearly impossible. I'm very lucky with the staff that I have. They're brilliant and always have been over the years. But, you know, it's just getting... to cover, you know, they've brought in this minimum regulation, minimum level 5 qualification that everybody working in a creche needs to have at the moment. So for me, I don't have other premises. So if one of my staff members goes sick, I can't, my mum used to be able to help me out, or a friend, but now that's not possible.
It sounds like it was a labour of love. Are you shutting down? Gillian is quite clear that she's in grave danger of closing her creche in less than five weeks because of all the covering your behind paperwork that Tuzla brought in after the hide and seek revelations on RT investigates. Do you put them down to that same demand that you have to have things done now by December 5th, I think is the new date?
Yes, well, that has been the final straw.
Okay.
You know, I struggle through everything else.
And you know where your parents will go? Or?
No, and that's the awful thing. There's no availability in the area. It's really awful. There's no childminders and very, very few crush spaces. They're devastated, and I feel so bad for them. And I just hope that that something will happen to alleviate that issue for them.
Okay. Tom, Gillian Murphy, Edel Gargan, we'll keep in touch. There's creches shutting down in the next 5 weeks. That's 7. Well, the 4 hide and seek ones and the 3 we've just talked about. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. I mentioned there as the programme started that the news had just been released that the 4 hide and seek creches in Dublin are to close by the end of next month for 34 days. Talca Road, Shaw Street, Milbourne Avenue and Glasnevin, and they're closed at the behest of Tuzla, who are to remove them from the register. They have 21 days to comply. Now, not for the same issues in hide and seek, it would seem, but now we've an avalanche of creches. We've already had 3 other creches that are going to close at the end of December because of the new regulations and paperwork, primarily, it would seem, that Tuzla brought in post-hide-and-seek. Gemma Flanagan. Gemma, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hi, Joe. How are you?
Where's your good? Thank. Where's your preschool?
I'm based in Rora, Longford.
Okay, laugh and learn. So, what position are you in for the end of December?
Well, like other places as well. I mean, I put on a tiny little extension a year ago. I'm talking like 16 square meters, so tiny. Uh-huh. And so I'm looking now to try and get retention. I already spent over like about £1,500 putting in a wired alarm system, but I still don't know if that's going to be sufficient for the fire search. So, and all of these things are just hanging over your head then. Like, obviously, they are important issues, mm-hmm. but they're not looking at the welfare of the children. You know, this is all just paperwork and documentation that really means nothing in the grand scheme of things, because I could have all of this paperwork and be treating children terribly, you know? And this is not the first thing. I mean, I have a six-month-old and I sadly had a very traumatic birth and things, and I ended up having to go back to work at 14 weeks because I couldn't get staff. Like, nobody wants to stay in childcare anymore. There just simply isn't staff. There isn't funding. Everything that I've done for my service, getting it open and anything, any, you know, little extension, any additions, anything that needs to be done, everything comes out of my pocket.
So on the one hand, I'm just trying to get a picture here. Tuxtla want a state of the art, and we're all in favour of state of the art for our children. Of course we are.
Of course.
But state of the art, totally compliant, no holds barred, no risk taken, up to date, modern creches in every sense of the word. But on the other hand, the state are paying third world, if there is one, third world subsidies to creches and third world wages, it seems, to a lot of people in creches because of the how stretched they are at the other end. Stay there, Gemma. Claire Toohey. Claire is in Ennis. Ennis County, Claire. Is that correct? Childcare, Lifford Childcare. Is that what you call it?
That's right.
In Ennis. Okay. What situation are you in, Claire?
Well, we're in the same situation as everybody else. We're preparing our paperwork to re-register our facilities for the new deadline, which I just heard now on the radio, is the 5th of December.
Yeah, next Thursday.
So the main issue, I think, an awful lot that's coming up with the vast majority of facilities from just reading online forums is the issue of the fire cert and the fire certs and the standard of cert that Tuxtla would accept.
And insofar as you know, Claire, has that changed? Why is there this new list that Tuxtla want you to, and the new list of paperwork that Tuxtla want you to supply?
Well, whether it was before or after the prime time exposé on hide and seek, we can't definitely say that they're directly related, but certainly the re-registration process was always going to happen, as far as I know, but the actual requirements have been changed to the point that we have a fire cert for our
service.
That's good, but Tuxtla won't accept it on the basis that it's been signed off on by the local fire officer. They want a chartered engineer to review the fire cert, and they want the chartered engineer to sign off on it to, I would presume, to copper fasten it. Because
so you're saying on the one hand the fire officer signed off on it. He or she knows where the creche is and knows how they respond.
They've been inspected, that's right.
Yeah, okay. And you're saying, and this is probably the sting for a lot of people, you're saying Tuxtla wants you to hire a chartered engineer, or will they pay for it?
What? No, they don't pay for it, Joe.
I didn't mean to be funny. Sorry, I didn't mean...
No, they want us to do that, but that's fair enough. First of all, they wanted a competent person. That's how they worded it. They wanted a competent person to sign off on it. So the competent person that they would accept turned out to be a chartered engineer. They won't accept a civil engineer. They want a chartered engineer. We have somebody working on our behalf in the question to try and find out exactly what that's going to cost us, because the prices that are being quoted can vary from maybe €500 to maybe €2,000. We have two facilities, so that means that's double for everything. They also want new Gardaí vetting for people that they would have inspected year in, year out. I mean, we've been inspected for the last...
And what do you mean new Gardaí vetting? People who have Gardaí vetting How long
they
does
want?
Yeah,
they want the person in charge. I've obviously run my own crèche for the last 15, 20 years. So I have my Garda clearance. I think for maybe 6 or 7 years, I'm in the same position. But they want a new Garda clearance, which means that you have to apply for that, and that can take up to 3 to 4 weeks, depending on the backlog, applying to ECI or Barnardo's or whoever for that particular piece of paper. They also want new references. Mm-hmm. They're being very, I've just again read on forums that the references they're accepting are not references, let's say, from a parent whose children you might have looked after who can vouch for you.
Okay, who do they want?
Honestly, we don't know yet. And you see, the thing is...
Yeah, but you'd have them in by next Thursday.
Exactly.
They'd shut you down by the end of December. If you're not a registered creche with Tusla, can you operate as a creche, Claire? Or would you be breaking the law? Do you follow
Legally,
me?
You couldn't. No, you'd be breaking the law. But also, because we're...
Would you get insurance if you're not registered with Tusla?
I would imagine not. No,
no, see, an insurance company.
But this is a major, major issue
and
now.
And also, Hubble, who are the administrative body who pay us for our services, they're the agency that pay us.
The state agency.
So Hubble will stop all payments. Mm-hmm. So it's if we're not registered.
Oh, good point.
So
I mean,
for a facility like ours, where we might have up to, between two facilities, we might have up to, with 14 staff, we have maybe 100 children on different schemes, varying from, you know, the universal scheme, which is for children under, who are up to ECCE, children.
So, Claire, unless, like, it seems to me, now, I don't want to, but like, all those questions you're being asked... Okay, you know, mm-hmm. new references, new Garda vetting, mm-hmm. Forest Cert. We want references not from your mates and not from your clients, but from people who you don't know. Letter of this, a letter of that. That would take about 10 minutes for someone to draw up that form, isn't it? But it sounds like mm-hmm. it would take about 10 months to fill it in, to answer it properly. Like, how long would it take you to get a charter, hire a chartered engineer, him or her to come down? Do they come once? Do they come twice? Do they come in the middle of the day, the middle of the night? Do they come when the children are there
and
or not there?
The chartered engineers, I don't know. We have been in contact with one through a retired fire officer who has been extremely helpful for us. And he's trying to retain the services of a chartered engineer, but they're trying to work out what Tusla actually wants. So, you know, we're caught between a rock and a hard place. We've got our fire cert, but we need to get it signed off by somebody who isn't aware, who can't find out exactly what is required of them.
Is this a I can hear the responses when people like yourself are being trying to say, listen, this is crazy. People, the fallback is, we have to think about the safety of the children. We have to think about
but
the safety.
But we have a fire cert. We've been inspected by, for the last, we have a facility built in 2005. We moved from another facility to there. We've been inspected every single year by Tusla. And we haven't an issue with fire.
So you're in Ennis County, Clare. Gemma is in Longford. Rachel Prowse, where are you?
Little Place.
Yeah, where is
15.
That? Help me. Dublin 15, okay.
Yeah.
What position are you in, Rachel, in your creche?
I own the creche. We have been established 18 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to take on an extra person in the office.
Why?
Because we've so many schemes now to try and...
Paperwork.
Now, I've been lucky. I have a manager, two managers now that are on top of things. But we are losing a member of staff this week. We lose another member of staff next week.
Mm-hmm.
I have staff with me that have been with me from the beginning, from like 18 years, and the majority of the staff have stayed. But we're losing staff from the sector. It's not even that we're losing staff to other creches. We're losing staff. They're leaving the sector because with all the paperwork, with all the stress, with all that added stuff that's been put on, the fun has gone out of working with kids.
Has it, yeah.
You know, there's no fun in it anymore. Like children, people go into the sector because they love kids. You know, they love to watch kids grow. They love to see them develop. They love to see them.
Of course, it's a fantastic. It's a vocation almost.
It is.
It's a joy to see the interaction.
Yeah, and as much as I agree with a lot of the new regulations and the new legislation mm-hmm. that's come in with certain things, some of it's so over the top and so intense.
Well, give me an example. If you can, Rachel, give me an example off the top of your head.
Well, the new after school rule. As much as, yes, you know, there should be a ratio for after schoolers, but a 1 to 12 is a difficult. You know, we've been lucky. I've always had kind of two staff within the room. We don't like to have just a single member of staff in a room, because you'll always need help. But for some places, you know, their after school is kind of where their maybe where some of their profit margin comes from, especially single crutches. Now the 1 to 12, you have a school that has children in it, you know, that are the same age. So for longer hours in school, there's a class of 25 to one members, one adult, a teacher. And then they're supposed to come back to a creche, and we're not allowed to have one member of staff with any more than 12 kids.
So will you have to close part of your creche or all of your creche?
No, like we've been struggling so much trying to get staff now over the last couple of months that we have sat and we have thought about the possibility that we'd have to close down maybe the baby room, which seems to be a lot of the creches in the area. I've had phone calls from two of themselves ringing looking for baby spots, where people have obviously even been ringing them going, look, I can't get my baby in anywhere, because feasibility, it's a 1 to 3 ratio. If you're gonna lose staff, you're gonna take staff from a baby. You're gonna close the room that's going to cost you the most, which is the baby room.
Okay, Claire, you had I'll be with you in a sec, Rachel, promise. But Claire's Claire, you had another point to make on fire certs?
Just a quick point with regard to the anomalies with regard to fire certs. We have there are a lot of preschools running out of national schools as in local areas.
Yeah, of course.
And it's another thing that has come up is that people who are running their preschools out of classrooms in schools are looking for fire certs from their board of management of the school, and the schools aren't required to have a fire cert.
Oh, I didn't know.
I mean, it just goes to show the difference in the standard that's being applied and the. I mean, we don't.
Do not require a fire cert. They must require.
A lot of schools that have been built could be built maybe 40, 50, 60 years ago. They don't have fire certs. And when the preschool leaders are looking for the certs from them, they've been told that it's not a requirement of them, that they don't have one, or they may have, you know, that
so
they can't get their hands.
Claire, what are you calling on Tusla to do now, given that the clock is ticking?
I think just to clarify the requirements, make the requirements more realistic. I mean, I mean, everybody knows that it's imperative to have fire safety. We all have. That's not the issue. The issue is that these new requirements were brought in. We were told first, as I said, 31st of December, then the 12th, now the 5th. They have said that they will delay accepting some of the new paperwork until the 30th of June. But about 50% of the paperwork, they're saying, has to be in by the 5th of December, or we will not be re-registered and we will not be able to open in January. And I think it's the threat and it's the way they've gone about it. I think that's what's getting people's backs up. Nobody disagrees with the need for fire certs. Nobody disagrees with the need of proper planning. It's the fact that they're actually making it, they're threatening people with closure. People's livelihoods.
I know that. And also, I totally appreciate that. But also, there's so many families, their livelihoods depend on them being able, two of them invariably, being able to get out early in the morning, being able to drop their children. Then then try and battle into work. Then try and one of them leave early to try and collect the child. Oh my God, I don't know how people do it. Claire, thanks indeed. Rachel Prowse, that's the baby room. Aveen Casey, where are you, Aveen?
I'm based in Rochestown in Cork.
Rochestown in Cork. Well, what position are you? Is the clock ticking for you as well in terms of you might shut down?
I don't think it's going to come to the state that I'm going to have to shut down. But I'm actually shocked to hear now, because I didn't. I actually totally ignored the email yesterday from Tusla to say the 5th is the deadline date. So I will be in trouble because I, like the others, had to reapply for Garda vetting, and that does take a couple of weeks to come through. But I suppose my big issue, I mean, I've been threatening ringing you for a long time because all this has been brought in and all these costs have been put on us.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest problem with TUSLA and with a lot of the departments, they're not differentiating between the difference, you know, the difference between a creche that is running from 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening and running a full day care service as well as a sessional preschool service. They're not differentiating between those and the likes of me who run a 3-hour preschool session from my home, or, you know, I've a building next to my home. So they're putting the same guidelines on preschools as they are on creches. And they're not. So I'm lucky, I'm in the position that I built my preschool. I originally had it in my house. I moved it out because demand got higher. And I had a very good engineer who I think pre-saw what TUSLA were going to look for down the line. So I'm in a position that my school has been. I did get a very good engineer out who I knew, and he gave me fire cert. But my big issue, and the big issue that I have, and that we're, like, I'm on a Facebook page, a preschool practitioner's Facebook page. I know all the ladies' names. I don't know where they're based, but all around the country, people are threatening to close down because they're sick to the teeth of what we're being asked for. And the biggest issue, like I said to the girl on the phone there, our biggest issue, we run a preschool session. Anyone who's running a preschool, we are paid 38 weeks
for the school year. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
We're only paid 38, so we're taking on staff.
But and you're there 50. Yeah, of course, your staff can't get... Well, it's not expected your staff will go on the dole for the...
They have to go on the dole.
When the school's on the holidays.
Yeah, so for Christmas... Now, like for Christmas, my staff will have built up holiday pay. We have to pay holiday pay. I'm not even arguing about that. They're entitled to holiday pay. They're entitled to bank holidays. But we're not paid holiday pay.
We're not
paid bank holidays. So my staff members have to sign on for the summer. I have to literally lay them off at the end of June and take them back on. And it's dreadful for, like, I have two girls working with me. One of the girls has a degree. Like, it's totally wrong that somebody that has a qualification in childcare with a degree has to sign on in June until the end of August because the school isn't paid for the holiday pay.
Okay.
Yes, we're under the Department of Education, the same as the national school teachers, who are paid for their summer months.
Okay, now thanks, Aveen. I know there's a long list, and it's getting longer, and the anomalies are... The number of anomalies is increasing exponentially at this stage. But I mentioned at the start of the programme that I'd just been handed a press release at 13:39 from the RTÉ newsroom. Four hide and seek creches in Dublin are to close by the end of December next month, 31 December, on foot of an order by TUSLA to remove them from the register. Now, people know the issues, and I don't know what the up-to-date issues are in hide and seek that were exposed in the RTÉ investigation. The creches are Talca Road, Shaw Street, Milbourne Avenue and Glasnevin, Darrell, North Dublin. The minute I mentioned that, the phone lines opened with other creches that were closing for other reasons, mainly to do with a lot of new demands of paperwork, regulation, examination, certificates introduced almost at the drop of a hand, drop of a pen, really, by someone in TUSLA saying, please supply all this new documentation ASAP before December 5th. And look at the screen, just creches all over the country say there is no way we're going to have it in by December 5th. The website keeps freezing, crashing. We don't know what we've to get, who we've to get. And if we're not registered by the end of December, 5 weeks, the end of December, we won't get insurance and we are gone.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Well, a spokesperson for the hide and seek creches, which have been ordered to close by the end of December, said they will fight the order. They will appeal the order by TUSLA to shut down their four creches and the 21 days to do this. And TUSLA also said that as part of their commitment to greater communication in the early years sector, it is now taking the following steps. It is publishing decisions to remove early years services from the register on the TUSLA website. In other words, you'd be able to look up the website almost on a daily basis, and if your creche is not on it, you'd be asking why. It is publicly communicating details of deregistered services. It is to consult with parents as part of the regulatory process in 2020. I don't know what that means. It will be asking providers to display their certificates of registration. and it will be adding the date of inspection to the Register of Early Year Services to alert parents that a report is pending. All easily said, but can it be done? Laura Loughlin, and that's such a list, Fire Certs, New Garda vetting. Laura McLaughlin, by December 5th. What's your, you're in Waterford, what's your situation?
My situation, Joe, is, I suppose, very similar to everybody else, but I did spend the whole summer this year going through everything that TUSA were going to require for this resubmission. And when we were asked to do it in September, myself and my manager in work, we sat down, we spent 2 days making sure, uploading everything, I think 26 documents.
Wow.
And because we have a creche with the after school, we had to do everything twice, which I found absolutely ridiculous. And we have sent it all off and we are still waiting. And up until today, I haven't heard any you or whatever that you've uploaded, all of them, including the fire cert, we have all of that. And today we received an email from a girl who said, looking at your submission, there's no Garda vetting for me, which there is. There's no statement of purpose and function, which there is. And there's no CRO certificate, which there is. And they're all uploaded. I've taken a screenshot of everything I uploaded and I've sent it back to her. And she's telling me that when she opens my CRO cert, it's a fire cert. From my end, it isn't. It's absolutely correct.
My God.
Now, Joe, I just find it absolutely bonkers that apparently only 40% of the creches have actually got to this stage and they've re-registered. But yes, TUSA are sending out warning letters, generic warning letters to everybody, regardless of whether you've sent it in or not, to say you're going to be closed, you're going to be this, that and the other.
Well, deregister, you'll be deregistered.
Yes, exactly. At least have the decency to read the 26 forms that we have uploaded. And tell us
why
where
did you,
we stand.
By the way, did the, you say you have an early use, an early years facility.
Service as well as the
creche.
After school.
As well as the creche, obviously. As well as the after school. So, are they in the one building?
They're in the one building.
And you're saying you had to submit 26 documents by two?
Yes.
For the same building? Website.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And initially we were told that we wouldn't have to double up, that once you made one submission, that the points would carry over onto the other. For instance, if you were running a standalone service, you'd do it once. But if you were running an after school, you'd... So we thought that uploading everything once would carry over. And no, it didn't work that way. And like talking about policies, Joe, we have been in operation for 15 years. And our TUSA inspection can be seen online. Anybody that wants to go on there. I don't have one issue. Our preschool officer hasn't got one issue with us. So therefore, that means, in her opinion, our policies are correct. Because she's always the person that came and checked those. This is the first time we've had to upload them and send them off to TUSA. So if they're saying they're not correct, but yet their preschool officer is coming out telling us they are correct. That's TUSLA's issue and it's not ours. Because the policies are gone from, for instance, on the after school policy, they asked for a new complaints policy or procedure.
Okay.
So a child has the opportunity to complain. So your complaints policy now has to be written in mind that a child might want to complain, fair enough.
Yeah.
But the policy has gone from a paragraph, Joe, to an 8-page document on how to make a complaint. Now, any fool would know that if you want to make a complaint, you go into any establishment and you ask for the manager.
Yeah.
And you make your complaint. But now we have to write an 8-page document on how to complain. And also the collection policy.
Has this to be written in the style and form that a young person can read?
Exactly. It has to be written so that a young person can understand it and make that complaint. And it has to be advertised within the building, like in the form of a poster, that a child sitting at a desk, if they're not happy, they know what to do.
And can they read or write?
Depending, Joe.
I know.
Depending on the ages. We would cater for children up to 12, so certainly they would be able to. But this does all stem from hide and seek, who, in my opinion, should be ashamed of what they were running. And because of that,
so if an 8-year-old child, is this a way of finding out who our next tranche of lawyers are going to be? If an 8-year-old lawyer says to you, Laura, can I read that 8-page document about how to complain? Can we not just send her straight to the King's Inn to get her to qualify as a barrister?
Exactly. It's absolutely ridiculous, Joe. And that's not the only issue that we're facing at the moment.
Okay.
We have delays in higher cap payment. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but have held people up with payment for that. We have massive issues around attendance because, again, Minister Zappone has decided it would be a great idea to take money back from services like us if a child goes home early. I'm letting that sink in.
How do you compute that?
Basically, in the summer again, we had a compliance officer come in to us and she will look at our attendance records.
Yeah.
So if she notices a pattern in, say, for instance, with, say, Mary, didn't come in for 3 Mondays in a row, what's the problem? There seems to be an issue, so we need to hand the money back. Now, the parent is not going to give us that money back, Joe. That comes out of our pocket and we have to give that back to Tusla, back to Pubble. If a child, for instance, the parents finish early every Wednesday for 3 weeks, that child has not attended for the said amount of hours, that money will be clawed back
from us. Will be deducted. Okay, say that, Laura. I'll go across from Waterford to Galway, Mary DeLargy. Mary, what's your situation?
Hi, Joe. Basically, I had 2 creches until this year, and I had to close 1 creche. Primarily, the reason for that was the staffing crisis, which the government refuses to recognise.
Okay, and that's generated by the low pay, is it?
No, that's generated by the fact that the government changed the regulations in regards to minimum qualifications in 2016.
Okay.
So it used to be that if you had somebody who was doing their level 5, they could work in your creche while they were doing that.
Okay.
Now they cannot.
Aha.
So, for example, in the UK, 25% of the staff are allowed to not have qualifications. So that means that if they're in training, they can work.
Okay, and they're working with people who are qualified, and it's all learning as well. And that's not allowed here, no?
That's not allowed. And the thing is that a few months before that legislation was passed, FOSS, or an organisation that does research for FOSS, published a report saying that there was a shortage of people to work in childcare. The government totally ignored that. They're still ignoring the staffing crisis. They'll tell you there is no staffing crisis. And they'll try to, once again, blame the provider. I mean, we're betrayed by the government, as if we're like Russian mafia.
Yeah, well, Mary, it looks like there'll be no staffing crisis at the end of December because there'll be so many creches will have to close because they will not be registered. Say that, Mary, where is Georgia Dowling? Georgia, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Your point, please.
So, Joe, I'm quite similar to a lady who was on just a minute ago. So I submitted all of my documents on the 15th of August. We have 2 services. We have a total of 230 children and 28 staff. And we're based in Newbridge in Kildare. And we have we submitted everything on the 15th of August. And I have yet to receive a reply about either of the 2 earlier services. So I'm in a situation now where I don't know if everything is right. Are they going to turn around now, 3 weeks before the deadline, and ask for alternative documentation? They've had 3 months to look at us.
Yeah.
And they haven't come back to us. Joe, it's just systemic. It's just horrendous. We have been waiting. We waited 4 weeks for our CCSP to come through. We waited weeks and weeks for our higher capitation to come through. The websites keep crashing. The emails we get from the re-registration and the school-age childcare are all no-reply emails. So you can't even communicate a dialogue and have a rapport with somebody. So it's a different person.
Well, why is the sector... Well, I know there's countless thousands of brilliant people in the sector. But why am I getting this impression, since I mentioned hide and seek closing down and the sluice gates of Ardna Cruise are open, with people saying we're going to close if we can't start out our paperwork with Tusla, and there's no hope for starting out our paperwork with Tusla because we don't understand what they want half the time anyway. Why isn't such disarray, Georgie?
The government bodies are so fragmented, they don't speak to each other.
The government departments.
There's far too many of them employed to do something tiny. They need to put it all together and have one government body in charge of the entire situation. We're completely underfunded, like grossly underfunded. I couldn't pay myself for 5 weeks Now, like, I have a family. I have three children. My husband works in the creche, Joe. Joe, I will nationally, I will invite Minister Zappone here on your show. Please, come to my premises. Walk a day in my shoes. I will show her around. She wants to know what it's like on the ground. Come and have a look.
Okay, Noelle O'Sullivan is online.
I'll show her.
Okay, Noelle, you say there's no problem. You run a creche. Yeah. Noelle's a Montessori. It's a Montessori. And you were able to do all the paperwork in 6 hours.
Yeah, and that included going online. Well, actually, I rang up both Tusla and Dunera Down County Council to ask them how to help me. And they both helped me. One, to get the planning permission, my copy of my planning permission and my fire cert. And the other, Tusla, were very helpful with making sure I had everything completed.
And how many children in your Montessori, Noelle?
There's 20.
Okay.
But saying this, I used to have a creche up until quite recently where I had 70 children going through my hands every day. And the paperwork
Are you in a purpose-built facility?
I purpose-built it 16 years ago.
Okay. And the fire cert, what about people are saying they now want a chartered engineer to validate the fire cert?
It's only if you don't have a fire cert.
Well, that's not what we were told earlier on.
Do
you need new Garda vetting, Noelle?
No, because to work in a premises in childcare, you must have Garda vetting.
Yeah, but
so you already have your Garda vetting.
Yeah, but how old is your Garda vetting?
Can I have
to reapply every 3 years. So actually, I had happened to reapply in September.
Sorry,
because
who wants to ask Noelle a question
Laura,
quickly?
Who's that? Laura. Noelle, did she hear back from Tuesday yet?
I got a receipt. I only entered it last night. Mm-hmm. And immediately I got a receipt saying they acknowledged it. Now, they do give a list. They give a list. They do. No, I'm sure it's not approved. They give a list of a checklist. So I thoroughly went through the checklist to make sure I had everything that was required.
Mm-hmm. And I have a receipt, and I have now they're contacting me today to say that my Garda vetting is not there. I can see it there. My statement of purpose and function is not there. I can see it there. And the CRO certificate.
It didn't cause me too much problems. I had so far,
hopefully, Noelle, because you've just got a receipt saying that you've...
Noelle,
when you do hear back here, it's because I have a funny feeling we're going to be talking about this by day, looking at the number of calls, 51551.